This is All Right from Kendrick Lamar's 2015 album To Pimp a Butterfly. There are so many amazing things going on, but my favorite part is the jarring silence. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I see cool. If I got it, then you... The dramatic pause is one of the most powerful things a composer can do. It's a punctuation mark, a caesura, a place to breathe. But musical pauses don't function as moments of repose. If anything, they ramp up the tension as the listener wonders what will happen next. It's more like a comedian's timing between the setup and the punchline. The next verse, the last chorus, the epic guitar solo are made more important by the quiet that precedes. We feel the pulse of the drums in their absence. Interrupting a groove is risky. It's awkward when you don't know if you're supposed to keep dancing. But, as Claude Debussy said, music is the space between the notes. In music, the noisiest of art forms, silence is golden. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And welcome to Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, of course, with Mark Foley. Hey there, Mark.
Always glad to be here, Fletcher.
And you mentioned a term in this, caesura. Can you tell me a little bit about that, what that is, where that comes from?
Yeah, that's a poetic term, which is outside my wheelhouse, but sometimes musicians appropriate it as kind of a place for the conductor to like hold his baton, his or her baton up in the air, for that tense moment. It's notated as a couple big slashes through the score. It's very dramatic. And you've probably heard something like that in that that Handel piece we just heard.
And also something that I certainly thought of and that you mentioned before we got started here is how much this relates to like negative space in the visual arts.
Right, yeah. I think about this quite a bit, how and artists do, of course, visual artists in the painting, if they have figures on a painting, the space between the figures become its own shape. It has its own life, its own meaning. A lot of times you can read into the negative space a whole new narrative.
Well, let's take a listen to some tunes that you suggested here that have sort of important silences going on
right
within them.
Yeah, the first one is one of my favorites. It's a string quartet by Beethoven from his late period. This is the same period that the Ninth Symphony comes from, et cetera. And it's an example of a scherzo. It's not called a scherzo, but the Italian word for joke is scherzo. And there are a lot of musical jokes going on here. And the piece has these really, really crazy silences that happen in really inappropriate times. It's like somebody telling a really nutty joke. this is the string quartet number 14, the fifth movement.
Going from Beethoven to somebody I'm not sure could be that much more different, but somebody we've heard of a number of times during these musical spaces, James Brown.
Yeah, so we're going from Beethoven's late period to James Brown's early period. but yeah, this is a typical use of a caesura where there's a big silence kind of pointing out a big structural place in the piece. And it's kind of the most tense part of the piece, which is right at the end of the bridge going back into the next verse. And this is a tune from 1963, I Want You So Bad.
I wonder, will I ever stop being all alone? Oh, you made me love you with all my little heart. I'll never want you, but I know that we'll never part. But I want you so bad. And the night comes, the dark is far, but I don't know where from. I wonder, will I ever stop being all alone?
From James Brown in 1963 to just a few years later, 1967, with the Four Tops.
Yeah, I love this tune, Bernadette. This is a false ending. This one really pulls the rug out from under you. You think the tune is done because there have been these same places in the structure of the tune over and over. I think this is the third time it happens. And you think, okay, finally the tune's done. And then he comes in again with Bernadette's name. It's so dramatic.
Keep on loving me.
I don't know this tune, but somebody I'm not surprised to see on here is Brian Eno.
Right, the godfather of British art rock. Eno was trained as a painter, actually. He came up through the art school. All his theories come from the visual arts. And so this is a really, really good example of negative space. There's a very, very simple guitar solo going on. This is like an instrumental chorus happening in the middle of the tune, and he just uses silence as kind of he just carves out these really dramatic pauses that seem to have no meaning, but in a way the pauses have their own rhythm, their own kind of meaning to them, and it really punctuates the piece really well in a surprising way. This is a tune called Needles in the Camel's Eye, which comes from his first solo album, Here Come the Warm Jets, from 1974.
Eno tune from 1974. Let's take a big jump to 2001 and hear some Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, I just love this indie band. One of my favorites. They're from the Pacific Northwest, aren't they? They would have to be. Yeah, from 2001. This is a tune called Why Do You Want to Live Here from the Photo album.
Type of music that I think makes good use of these silences quite often, hip-hop. And you've brought along a tune from Q-Tip with a pretty appropriate name.
Right, yeah, Breathe and Stop. So this is an example of tone painting where the music is reflecting something that's happening in the words. I really wanted to get into hip-hop because part of the DJ's bag of tricks is silence, mm-hmm. and it's pretty easy for them to do. They've got this mixer in front of them. They can just cut out the beat, and that can really punctuate a word that somebody's rapping over. And I could have found a million examples. That's why it was so hard to finish this article because I kept listening to these great DJs, going all the way back to Grandmaster Flash. And so I just kind of randomly picked Q-Tip from the year 2000. This is from his album Amplified. And the tune is called Breathe and Stop. And you get all these stops. And I go to death here to felonious words, huh? So girls, move it around. If you see your main dog, give your brother a pound and just, breathe and stop, for real. And give it what you got and just, breathe and stop, for real. And give it what you got, and give it what you got, and give it what you got. And if you're on the block, and give it what you got. A thug of thrill, you would mean it's an eye. I wanna feel you, the big thighs. Your Prada dress or your Gucci bag, whether polo jeans or a doobie bag, You hold the door, aight? We coming through, try deep, hold it down for the night. Big Moo got the D like he got the and girl, you got the gift, Turn it over the page, usher in all of y'all to a brand new age where status really don't matter, everybody get right to the pitter and patter. Come on, make a move, set the precedence, get to bring your residence, the whole scene is decadence. And the feeling is true. I'm seeing feet in my crew. You seeing black and blue. So let's go for the ride. Strap yourself in tight. And if you're bonafide, then just breathe and stop for real. And give it what you got. And just breathe and stop.
And then we'll close out with Queens of the Stone Age. I don't actually know this tune, but interestingly, the title of the album is Songs for the Deaf.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a play on words there. Yes, I just love this band, and they just do things so well. A lot of simplicity to what they do, of course. This tune is called You Think I Ain't Worth a Dollar, But I Feel Like a Millionaire, from 2002.
Cool. Well, we'll leave you with that. Thanks, Mark, as always, for being here.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.